Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J-Stu and K-Stu.
News team, assemble!
All right, welcome to this week's Geek News here on We Got the Geek. Here's your We Got the Geek News team, J-Stu and K-Stu.
That's us. That's what we do.
Exactly. So we have some interesting casting bits this week. So stuff I want to ask you about, though, before we get to that.
No, first, I haven't been cast in any movies yet.
Or Anne Hathaway. So, the other day, I guess, someone had put up the, had leaked the footage, if you will, of the Ant-Man footage.
Yes, they did.
That Edgar Wright had made for San Diego Comic-Con last year.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
You were at your day job.
I was at the day job. You got a chance to see it.
I got a chance to see it.
What was it like?
It was really blurry and grainy, because it was like a cam copy of what was going on. But from what I remember, Ant-Man had shrunk down and like climbed into the barrel of the gun. And then they shot a bullet at the bad guys, and he like was with the bullet and like got into the bad guy's face or something. Or like, I want to say in his ear, but I don't know if I'm making that part up now. But then, like, just kind of, like, messed with his face and stuff. And so the guy was, like, trying to shoo him off. And then he turned into, like, regular-sized Ant-Man and, like, kicked ass.
Nice. Sorry so I missed that.
It was, like, a lot of parkour-type martial arts going on. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wow. So based on that footage, who would you see playing Ant-Man in the movie?
Well, it was cool because he was masked, so you couldn't even see, like, who the actor was that was doing all this action shot. Like, it could have just been, it probably was just, when I say just, but it was probably a stuntman, just the way they were moving around and stuff. And he was completely masked. But I guess Alan Tudyk from Serenity and Firefly and Pirate Steve from Dodgeball. There was some, I can't remember at all, sorry, but there was something, like, he said he would never be Ant-Man or something, like, there was, like, some hate talk going on about Ant-Man. It was like they asked me to be Aquaman or something, I don't know.
It was rumored a while ago that Nathan Fillion wanted to play the part, too.
Nathan Fillion should play, like, every superhero, or John Hamm.
I could see him as Henry Pym, though, Nathan Fillion, not so much Alan Tudyk.
No. Which I thought was, like, a funny name to attach to it.
Yeah.
He just doesn't strike me as the action-type guy.
Because his character is eventually going to show up in the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
So you want to have someone decent, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Who do I want to see in it? I don't know enough about the character and his personality.
Yeah.
To know who should play it. Like, you guys were going on and on about Ryan Reynolds wasn't right for Green Lantern because he should have been the Flash. I don't know enough about the characters to go, yeah.
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 Well, I'm a longtime fan of Henry Pym from the comics, so it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen. They're shooting for a 2015 date.
Yeah.
I think it's, at this stage in the game, it's going to be coming out after Avengers 2, so maybe Ant-Man shows up for the first time in that movie.
Maybe.
Or maybe you had to wait till Avengers 3 till he's on the team.
I don't know. It was just cool seeing the footage. Like, I didn't even realize that it was out there. And then Jeff from Sketchbook Comics posted it. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I posted it to our group. And then I was like, oh, I should probably check it out. Like, I hadn't even, like, I didn't jump at the chance to look at it. And by then, they were already up to, like, the third site that had posted it because it kept getting taken down. And I was like, oh, no, oh, no. And then I'm not computer literate enough to figure out how to download it for you. Because I was like, no, Jay's going to miss this. He's at work. So, sorry, honey.
Oh, that's okay. Something else I wanted to mention. At the time of this recording, we're a couple days away from the first trailer of The Wolverine.
Yeah.
And today, the director of The Wolverine posted a 6-second teaser.
6 seconds.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I won't say what it is on the air, there's a spoiler in the 6 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of
someone who's going to be in the movie is right in the 6 second trailer.
Wow.
He looks cool in the 6 seconds I saw today.
Okay, then.
I know Kimmy is really excited for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to be planning a get-together for when that movie comes out around my birthday in July.
Yes, we are.
All right, this is a stupid question, but you're a big Hunger Games fan, right?
No, never heard of it. What?
Never heard of it.
Hungry, what now?
Oh, it was cute, actually, how passionate you got about that movie last year and the books and whatnot.
It was very exciting. It was a good... It was 3 books. It was a good 2.5 books. And then it just took too long. I can see why they're making that last one 2 movies.
Yeah.
But it took me forever to get through it. Like, Hunter was saying he just zoomed through it. Like, he couldn't wait to see more. And I just thought it was, like, going really slow. And then, like, in the last 20 pages, it was like, bam, 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 all this stuff. So anyway, so yes, I was passionate about the books.
And I got to see the movie, like, months after you did, and I ended up liking it.
When's the next one come out?
Yeah.
You shut your mouth. I have to wait a year.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up, how would you feel if Rebel Wilson got a part in the Mockingjay movie? She's actually taken a meeting and is being considered. Obviously, it would have to be a serious role, I'm
guessing. Yeah, and I've never seen her be serious. Not saying that she can't be. I have to go back and reread the books because I don't even know, like, who she would be playing. Possibly one of the District 12 people. I don't even know who she would play. But if she can do the serious drama that it needs to be, then fine. Because there's no, like, joking around about killing kids.
No, like, no, there's not.
Like, they're, you know, they're starving, they're on rations, like, it's not even a socialist government, like, so, I mean, it's not a lighthearted romp around, like, hey, let's go shoot some kids. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see her in it if she can do it, for sure.
Cool. And one last thing I want to bring up here before we get to the actual news. So we talked last week about how the Kickstarter program, like, just took off for the makers of Veronica Mars. And they're going to be doing a Veronica Mars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of thought that maybe other TV shows would come out of the woodwork now and try and get stuff done. Zachary Levi has gone on record as saying that he wants to really try hard to get a Chuck movie funded by Kickstarter.
See, there's just going to be all these people coming out, and it just kind of reeks of desperation.
Yeah. From what I read, Veronica Mars never got a proper series finale, and Chuck kind of did. I mean, it had a couple questions, but...
There's going to be a lot of it, like, as soon as the Veronica Mars thing took off and got approved, the first thing I said to you was, oh, now McNabb's going to start one for Serenity, or Firefly, or whatever. The Serenity's the ship.
Yeah.
Like, a ship, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just going to be a lot of people coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, we want our finales now. And how many shows have we watched that we didn't get proper finales? It's like,
everything
can
on Fox.
Can we kickstart a reunion to just, like, finish the show?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a murder mystery. Okay, we're only going to show you 5 episodes out of 24. Like, really? What about a proper last season of Grounded for Life? With Henry included?
Yeah.
Off soapbox.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Oh, actually, I lied. One last thing. Season 3 of Falling Skies has been announced. It's going to happen on June 9th. So that's coming up in a couple months.
Okay.
Interesting summer show we always get into.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but no. We have to get all the episodes and then, like, sit down and watch them in, like, 2 or 3 days. I can't wait a whole week for the next episode. I mean, it's a summer series, so there's not It was like, what, maybe 9, 12 episodes or something?
Yeah, 10, actually.
Because just a cable one. But I know we tried to watch them and, like, wait in between to for the next episode. And we just got too frustrated that we just, okay, wait the whole time, watch them all at one time. It was fun that way.
Yeah, that's good point. Good point. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have our news segment. So stay tuned.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, welcome back. We're here in the, we got the Geek News Studio with your news team. Me, Jay Stu, and the lovely Kay Stu.
That's me.
So we're going to get to our news items then. Lots of casting this week. Lots of it. And I'll get you to start, actually.
Okay. Well, in my first casting news, Greg Kinnear has been added to the cast of the Anchorman sequel. Details about his role have not been revealed. Kinnear joins a cast that includes Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Kristen Wiig, and Harrison Ford.
That's pretty awesome.
I love Greg Kinnear.
It's sort of like a mini Sabrina reunion then, huh?
I'm very excited.
I still can't get over the fact Harrison Ford is in it.
Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones is in a Will Ferrell.
Han Solo is making a movie with Ricky Bobby.
And Whammy.
And the Target Lady. And Michael Scott.
That's unbelievable. I can't wait. I think that movie is second to Iron Man 3 this year for me, for movies I'm highly anticipating. I'm not even joking. Alright, so let me quickly find my news again. Alright, here's something that's going to blow your mind, because I didn't think this movie did that well. Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters will be getting a sequel.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The first one went on to gross $55 million domestically, just barely earning back its $50 million budget. However, overseas, the film made another $151 million.
Oh.
Overseas. So the studio's moving forward with a sequel, and it's not clear who's going to be returning. Paramount has gone on record this week as saying the new film is officially in development.
Huh. I really wanted to see it. I just never got around to it.
I do want to check it out. I'm really liking Jeremy Renner these days.
Sure. I'm more into the comedy aspect of Jeremy Renner. Like, when he was on Saturday Night Live, it was pretty good.
The last two times we've seen him, he was Hawkeye in the Avengers, and he was great in The Town, the Ben Affleck movie.
Oh, creepy.
Creepy, but good. And I still want to check out that last Mission Impossible movie he was in as well. I heard he was really good in that as well.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not saying he wasn't good in it. I didn't see it. And I saw Mission Impossible 1. I'm done.
They had Tom Cruise masks in the second one.
I paid for Mission Impossible 2. I did not watch it. I slept in my car.
You're hilarious. All right, what else do you have for us?
Well, Craig Robinson has confirmed that Hot Tub Time Machine 2 will film this summer. Robinson, along with Rob Corddry and Clark Duke, are set to return. That's a hard name to say. It is unknown at this time if actor John Cusack is involved.
All right, let's say Cusack isn't involved. Good idea, bad idea?
I don't know. Like, it was a great movie. A movie that needs a sequel?
Probably not. Not
really? Like, they had kind of wrapped everything up. We understood. You know, he went on to make Lugal. So, I don't know if we really need a sequel to it.
Probably not.
Like, really? Like, the magic of the Hot Tub Time Machine, just the fact that there was the power surge when they dropped the Chernobyl in it and all that. Like, you can't recreate magic in a bottle like that. That said, maybe it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. I was a fan of the first one. I really loved the first one. 80s music and...
Creepy Crispin Glover.
Time travel. That's all stuff I enjoy.
I like the 80s period movies and when they go back to the 80s and everything is just so exaggerated. And, like, the big hair and the neon clothes and all that. But then I look back at my yearbook and I'm like, nope, that really happened.
Yep.
I remember the Christmas. I don't remember exactly the year it was. It was in the 80s. I was in high school. I got a neon yellow sweatshirt. I got a neon orange silk tie. And I got neon pink tights. And, like, neon yellow and neon orange socks.
So you look like something out of Batman Forever, then.
I look like the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go video.
Okay.
Yeah, like, everything I opened that year was neon. And then there's a picture of me somewhere. And if I find it, I will put it up on the site. There's a picture of me wearing it all at one time.
Wow. The 80s were a crazy place, huh?
I didn't actually leave the house dressed like that.
All right.
But I put everything on at one time. I never did wear the orange tie, like, ever. I don't know why my mother bought it for me, and I wasn't cool enough to actually take that leap and wear a men's necktie, but...
Hey, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago on the Stacey segment. I was all about the Miami Vice dressing, man. Nice shoes.
I had a turquoise t-shirt that I would wear under a black and white and turquoise and teal and purple splashed pattern suit coat with very, very big shoulder pads, as I remember.
I can tell you, though, if I was in a little bit better shape, I think I would still try and do the suit jacket with the t-shirt. I never rolled up the sleeve like they did on the show.
I did.
And I never had the no sock look.
That's when I started to stop wearing socks. We always had to wear socks. Like my friends would go out with their tennis shoes without socks, and my mother had nothing to do with that. No, you're wearing socks. And then Miami Vice came around, and I said, "Oh yeah, take your rules and shove them." And I stopped wearing
Sonny
socks.
Sonny Crockett doesn't do it.
And that's also when the jelly shoes started.
Yeah.
There's no wearing socks with your jellies.
I guess.
Not with your jellies.
Wow.
I had lace jellies.
Nice.
That was very fancy.
I wish I would have known you in the 80s.
I'm glad you didn't, because you would have just ran the other way.
With your big hair and jellies.
There would have been a J-shaped hole in the hedge. Get me out of here! Whoop!
Oh, boy.
I was a nerd.
I had my skinny piano tie.
Was a nerd.
Yeah. We're no longer nerds at all. We are serious adults. Talking about casting in Anchorman 2.
No, this is the Hot Tub Time Machine story that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. So, I will find that picture.
I don't know if there's any pictures of me dressed like Don Johnson back then. If there is, I haven't seen any, so.
I have a picture of me with my jacket and my teal turquoise shirt underneath it. I'm also hanging on to a tree. It was a very artistic shot taken by Holly.
Was it like your album cover pose?
Pretty much. It was when we were on vacation in South Carolina.
Did you have a Choose Life shirt?
No, but I always wanted one. Or one that said relax. I never had, like, the big letter shirts.
Wow.
I had a Miami Mice shirt.
I did, too. I did, too. Not proud of it, but I did, too.
I had a Miami Mice shirt. And I wore a lot of red and yellow. I thought those were very good colors to go together. Red and yellow.
I had red socks in the early 90s, so.
Yeah, it was the ketchup and mustard shirts, as Holly and I now call them.
Right.
And I had plastic bangle bracelets in every color. So I always had the matching bracelets to go with my outfit. On the right hand, I would wear the plastic bangle bracelets. On the left hand, I would wear the jelly bracelets, the plastic ones. And you would fold them over. Yeah, just armful of those. I was such a nerd. I also wore different earrings. My earrings couldn't match.
Wow.
I had zipper earrings in every color. So I would have a zipper... Oh, and I had three piercings in each ear. So I would have six different earrings on. And long, chainy earrings. Big old Jody Watley-shaped hoops that you could put your whole hand through.
Are you serious?
Yep. They were Jody Watley hoops.
Jody Watley. Wow.
See, aren't you glad you didn't know me?
It's a good thing the folks out there can't see me shaking my head.
I'm all yours.
So now that you've tuned in to hear the news and now you know all what we dressed in the 80s.
Oh, that's not even talking about the pinstripe jeans that I had. That I would fold over at the ankle and make them very tight.
Wow. You're all mine.
There was a trend, I jumped on it. Pinstripe jeans.
Wow. Nice. Okay, then.
I need to go back and edit that, and this will be a little 5-minute segment.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll go on to my next story, then.
What kind of tangent can I get off of this one?
I can't even tie it into anything.
You know who else wears pants?
Oh, you know who else was big in the 80s? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So Michael Bay has cast the first member of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the upcoming film. Alan Ritchson will play the red-masked Raphael.
It would have been so much better if you said Rickman.
No, but you know what his credits include? Well, he's going to be playing Gloss in the upcoming Hunger Games Catching Fire. And he was Aquaman on Smallville.
You know how I feel about the Aquaman.
Yeah. So Ritchson is the first of the four lead roles cast to go along with Megan Fox as April O'Neil. Not excited about this movie at all.
Nope.
Unless Will Ferrell is Splinter the Rat or something, maybe.
Yep.
All right, what else you got for us?
I don't know, stuff. I'm sorry, just a moment. Oh, my dog's here. Bridesmaid actor Chris O'Dowd has confirmed via his Twitter account that he has a cameo in Thor 2, The Dark World. His scene will be with Natalie Portman. The first trailer for Thor 2 should be attached to Iron Man 3, which comes out May 3rd.
Yeah, we've been hearing lots about Iron Man 3, but nothing about Thor 2, which is also coming out in the summer.
I don't know. I'm putting a lot of eggs in one Iron Man basket.
Yeah. I just recently rewatched the first Thor, and I really enjoyed it again, so I'm looking forward to Thor 2.
I liked Thor. I stayed awake for that one.
You did. And I was just thinking, so you can't have Thor because he's off in Asgard, so Chris O'Dowd?
Same diff.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if Thor comes back and interrupts their date?
That would be kind of funny.
Wow. Neat. Well, I have more Marvel Universe movie news. But maybe we'll get to that after we take this next upcoming break. So stick around. It's Captain America 2 news.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
All right, we're back. And as promised, here's that Captain America 2 news, which I should probably pull up again.
Where did it go?
It's somewhere here.
I'll find you.
All right, I have it. Actor, and let's hope I don't butcher his name, Maximiliano Hernandez will reprise his role from Thor and the Avengers as S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Jasper Sitwell. He is also in all the shorts as well that appeared on all the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
He'll reprise him in Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Hernandez took to Twitter to reveal, so it's a much bigger role in a much darker Captain America story. Lots of twists and turns and lots of secrets about the Marvel Cinematic Universe is revealed. Yeah, he's pretty good in those. He's the guy that was sitting with Coulson in the diner talking about how Robert Downey Jr. was the consultant in that one short.
Yeah.
And he was just in the short that was on the Avengers movie where he helped get Lizzie Kaplan and the other guy on board with S.H.I.E.L.D. So he's a pretty decent actor. I guess if Coulson's not available, you might as well go for someone else that's been in the other movies.
I suppose.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that one as well. They should start filming that fairly soon, too, I guess.
Hope so.
Me too.
Got a time frame here.
Well, it's coming out next year, so.
Get on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of filming, Christina Applegate will join Ed Helms in the upcoming Vacation sequel. The new movie follows Rusty, played by Helms, as he takes his family on a road trip similar to the one he and his parents and sister took when he was young. Applegate will play Rusty's wife, who might be losing interest in him. Aww.
I like her. I don't know how I feel about this movie yet.
I don't know. I like her. I like him. I think they can do it.
I think they have to get Chevy in there somewhere, even if it's just a cameo.
He's got
to
have a cameo. If he can do the Old Navy commercials, I'm sure he'll be up to doing a cameo, at least in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not like he said goodbye to that character and has walked away.
Wow, though, like, we're going on how many years since Vegas Vacation? 97? Not 97 years. It came out in 1997.
97 years ago?
So that's 16 years now, man. And that last one was awful. I know you didn't really have a problem with it. But they should have ended it with Christmas Vacation as far as I'm concerned. Because the first three movies are awesome.
Yeah. Look, I am not a huge fan of Vegas. I'd be okay without it. Yeah, it should have ended with Christmas.
Yeah.
Man, I love Christmas Vacation and European. I like European Vacation more than I like the original. And I think that's because I saw European Vacation first.
Right.
And, oh my God, just Pigging a Poke. Come
Pigging on. Pigging a Poke with John Astin, Gomez
yeah.
Adams.
Yeah. And when they're in Germany and they just pass that plate of cabbage and sausages and Audrey just looks at the plate and she's like, I miss Jack. Every time. Cracks me up.
Yeah, you know what line I still enjoy from that movie? I'll have a Coke. Would you like that in the can? No, I'll drink it here.
When they're sitting in the cafe or the restaurant in France, Dad, do you think he's going to boner? Or you think he's going to porker? He might porker, Russ. Let's just not watch.
Let's eat your breakfast. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen European Vacation, but and great movie.
They got the matching berets, the embroidered berets.
Rusty.
And the girl, he was trying to pick up on the girl, and then she's, Rusty. Well, my best friend married a guy named Rusty, and I can't, like, not say that to him. Rusty.
Did you ever think about making him a beret with that name on it?
No, because he doesn't look like Jason.
He might get angry.
Lively. Who's related to Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So.
So Rusty is Ryan Reynolds' like, cousin-in-law or something?
Yeah. That's bizarre. I really enjoyed the old Navy commercials though.
Yeah.
So if they could be that funny, maybe this would be worth seeing. Let's be honest, I'm gonna see it, but I'm just not really excited about it right now. Ed Helms. I don't know. Whew. Okay. And that brings me to my last story here. Manu Bennett has been promoted to series regular by the CW for the second season of Arrow. The actor appears as Slade Wilson on the flashback scenes when Ollie is on the island. Bennett joins Colton Haynes, who plays Roy Harper, and Emily Bett Rickards, who plays Felicity, as new season regulars for season two.
Cool.
So
it sounds like they're still going to be on the island for a bit.
Yeah, there's still going to be flashback scenes for the second season. Sorry, John Ballmer. But, yeah, I'm loving that show. We're all caught up on that one. And last week was the return of the Huntress, which was pretty awesome. They've just announced that they're going to feature an organization from the comics called Argus. And I doubt he'll be in Argus on the show, but Steve Trevor is a part of that in the comics.
Huh.
Yeah, and they play a big part in the Justice League series. So, loving that show. Great article on that in Entertainment Weekly this week. And the other rumor about Arrow star Stephen Amell this week,
mm-hmm.
he has met for maybe having the lead role in the film adaptation of 50 Shades of Grey.
See, I'm a 50 Shades fan. I'm an Arrow fan. I don't see him in that role. I don't get it. And it's easy to say, oh, you can cast him as that because he played a male gigolo on Hung.
Yeah.
But no. I want, what's his name to be in it? Young Rob Lowe from Vampire Diaries.
Oh, why am I drawing a blank on that guy's name? He's from Lost.
Boone
from Lost. Yeah, Shanna's brother.
Yeah, him.
That dude. Yeah, I guess so. I haven't read the book, so I don't know what.
Like, the whole time I was reading it, that's who I was picturing. Ian Somerhalder.
Right.
That's who I was picturing. He's my Christian Grey. Not Arrow.
All right.
No. Although, I will say that Hermione would have made a really good Anastasia. She won't do it. And I understand why. Like, that's putting yourself out there for sure, but she would have been really good in that role. That is all.
Alright.
I don't read comics, I read smut.
Alright, let's take another break. When we come back, you're going to have the box office for us.
Yep.
We'll have some birthdays as well. So, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's new segment on We Got the Geek. The lovely K-Stu now has the geek box office for us.
Totally told you I had the box office ready, and I didn't.
That guy was busy stuttering, so...
It's okay, because I looked down and I was like, the number one is... What did I look... Wait, because I got it up now. I'm like, the number one movie, Argo. Oh, wait, I'm looking at Best Picture winners. So the number one movie of the week, not Argo. Sorry about that.
But I do see that it starred Ghost Rider and Green Lantern.
The Croods. So it made $43.6 million this week. Number two is Olympus Has Fallen. With Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart, and Morgan Freeman.
I'm actually hearing good things about that one.
Boy, if that doesn't have dude movie written all over it. Oz the Great and Powerful at number three. Dying to see that one. Number four, The Call, it's the Halle Berry 911 dispatch movie. Number five, the Admission, the Tina Fey, Paul Rudd movie, only bringing in $6.2 million.
I love them both. I heard it was awful.
I love them, but the trailer didn't even, like, excite me.
No.
And who else is in it? Wallace Shawn. I like him. Who's in it? That chick. Lily Tomlin. I love Lily Tomlin. Not dying to see this movie, though.
No.
So, it makes me sad. It'll be on video next week. Number six, Spring Breakers.
Oh, the James Franco movie.
Four college girls who land in jail after robbing a restaurant in order to fund their spring break vacation find themselves bailed out by a drug and arms dealer who wants them to do some dirty work. Vanessa Hudgens, Selena Gomez.
Franco's got,
like you said, James Franco.
Two movies in the top 10 this week.
Heather Morris.
From Glee.
That's Brittany S. Pierce.
Wow.
Where the heck is... I'm like going through the IMDb and there's no mention of... Did I miss it? I'm in the uncredited people.
What are you looking for?
Did I miss James Franco? Oh, he was at the very top, but he wasn't on the top of this one. Okay. Phew! All right. Oops, I just lost here. So good on you, James Franco. The incredible Burt Wonderstone in at number 7. Again, I love Steve Carell. I love Jim Carrey. I want to see this movie, but it doesn't. It's not going to be up there by the time I get to see it. Unless it comes to the drive-in. It's like a second or third feature.
Yes.
Jack the Giant Slayer in at number 8. Identity Thief at number 9. That's going to have to be a drive-in second or third feature as well.
I can't wait to see that
It one. Is at the drive-in this weekend. We just can't go.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Snitch. Oh, I think this is one of those ones where I can go all the way to 999 and see what the movies are.
Can you tell me then where A Good Day to Die Hard ended up?
I can.
Number 99.
Good Day to Die Hard at number 18, making $324,000 this week. It's so far grossed $66.3 million.
That's just domestically, though, so they'll be making a sixth one.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters at number 26 this week made $208,000. Argo, not the number 1 movie, it's actually the number 33 movie this week, made $142,000. And I'm just going to zip through to the bottom of this list.
I got to see this. Making $1.52.
At number 96 this week, Five Broken Cameras.
All right.
It's actually a 2011 documentary. It's a documentary on a Palestinian farmer's chronicle of his nonviolent resistance to the actions of the Israeli army.
Huh.
So, congratulations on your $194 this week. You've so far grossed $103,000. Good job, Five Broken Cameras.
Anything else interesting down at the
bottom? That's why I want to see, like, how far do I have to go up to get a movie that I've heard of.
That's interesting, though.
And it didn't work last week. I don't know why. I think we mentioned this one where the spoiler's right in the title. John dies at the end.
Yeah.
Number 76 this week. Grossed $4,000. Good job there. Still look, man. Still looking. Huh. There's, like, movies from 2011 in this list.
Weird.
It's kind of funny. Like, they're out there just playing at, like, one little art shop, art theater out there. The dog is not happy with me checking this. Gangster Squad?
Yeah.
Sean Penn, Ryan Gosling, and Emma Stone. Coming in at number 50 this week, making $30,000. Monsters, Inc. at number 46. Les Miserables, number 40.
Cool.
$95,000 this week.
Right on.
Good work, Les Miserables.
Yep.
All right, so that's the box office.
All right, let's get to some geek birthdays this week. We unfortunately got a late start, so sorry that we missed your birthday on Monday, Lark Voorhees, who played Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell, and Paul Michael Glaser, who played Starsky on Starsky and Hutch. But it's okay, because today on the 26th, we have someone who's great, and you said you wanted to be her when you grow up, Leslie Mann from Mrs. Yeah. 40, Mrs. Apatow. She's awesome. Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, celebrating a birthday. And also Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. James Caan from Vegas. And Vicki Lawrence, Mama, from Mama's Family. On the 27th, we got a bunch that day. Quentin Tarantino, Nathan Fillion, who I think it's legally we have to mention him once a show. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost and Revolution, and you mentioned her today when you said, holy crap, she's still on the show?
I thought she was only on in flashback form. And apparently she's back on in, like, not flashback form. Yep. What is that called?
Regular?
Starring?
Yeah. She's also on V. Also, Michael York, Logan from Logan's Run. Also from the Austin Powers movies. And we also have Julian Glover. Do you know who that is?
Julian Glover.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he was General Veers in The Empire Strikes Back. He was also Walter Donovan from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. He was the gentleman who tricked Indiana Jones to finding the Holy Grail.
Oh, trigger.
And at one point, before Roger Moore took the role, he had been considered for James Bond after Sean Connery.
Huh.
Yeah. He did actually play a villain in For Your Eyes Only, I believe it was.
Oh,
I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. So he was a villain in Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and James Bond.
Nice work, villainy.
On the 28th... happy birthday to that motorboat and son of a bitch himself, Vince Vaughn, who's actually going to be hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time in 16 years soon.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. On the 29th.
Oh, do you think Will Ferrell will show up? Because they're like buddies.
Maybe.
Man, I just want Will Ferrell to host.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The last time Will Ferrell hosted, though, wasn't that great, if
you
remember.
No, I know. Horrible.
It made me cry.
Did Justin Timberlake come back then?
On March 29th, we have Lucy Lawless from Parks and Rec and, you know, a little show called Xena. And she was great on Battlestar Galactica.
She was great on The Simpsons.
We also have Marina Sirtis.
Xena can't fly. I'm not Xena.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's Marina okay. Sirtis.
From Star Trek The Next Generation. Still hot. Christopher Lambert, the Highlander, is having a birthday.
I should make a cake.
And it's funny that...
For the Highlander boys.
It's funny that Don the other night brought up the line in Ricky Bobby where he said that it won the Academy Award for what? Best movie of all time? and happy birthday to Scott Wilson, Herschel from Walking Dead. Oh, I'm rocking the Herschel beard.
No, you're not.
And you know what's great?
Herschel.
When you go to the birthdays... they rank him by the most searched people.
Yeah.
And Herschel's number one.
Nice!
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about Walking Dead at work today. And I get an email from one of the advisors with, like, huge spoiler in it. And then he screams over the wall at me and he's like, don't read your email! I'm like, what? And he goes, did you watch it last night? I'm like, of course I did. Okay, you can read it then. And then another one of the girls, she hadn't watched it yet. Don't tell her about it! Like, screaming this across the office. It was very important.
Yeah. On March 30th, someone who's recently pulled out of the Niagara Falls Comic Con, Ian Ziering, who you got to meet once.
I did. I did get to meet him.
Sorry, honey. And lastly, yeah, March 31st. Yeah,
we sort of reminisced about that store opening he was at in 1993.
Yeah.
Four?
I don't know. I wasn't there. March 31st, Christopher Walken, Ewan McGregor, and Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Otter.
When you had the color forms.
I had the color forms for Welcome Back, Otter. All right, let's take one last break. When we come back, our geek calendar, so we can tell you what to buy and watch this week.
Woohoo!
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Welcome back to the We Got the Geek News Studio. And right now, Kath's got the geek calendar for you, telling you what you can watch and buy and all that good stuff this week.
So, sorry our segment's late this week, but Monday night, Revolution returned after 4 months at 10 p.m. on NBC. You could probably catch it on Hulu, for those of you in the States.
I DVR'd it, so I'm going to be watching it later on.
Also, Monday night, AMC started a week of playing the entire 3 seasons of The Walking Dead. I did want to rewatch it, but, you know, in my spare time, I'll probably get to that. No.
First 2 seasons are on Netflix, though. Yeah. I was thinking of doing it this summer, actually.
So, Tuesday, March 26th, we have new DVD day. We have Lincoln, not The Vampire Hunter, but the actual biopic movie with Daniel Day-Lewis. And Veep, the complete first season. That's the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show that's on HBO?
Yeah.
Okay. I just know we watched on the Movie Network.
Funny series.
Continuum Season 1. And Lego Star Wars The Empire Strikes Out.
Those are funny cartoons.
Those are hilarious. I wonder if baby Han Solo will be in this one, too.
I don't think he was, actually.
Okay. Wednesday, March 27th, there's a new episode of Arrow on, so check that out. We also have new comics, so we're going to go over that list.
Yep.
Just highlight some of them.
Yeah, we got Uncanny X-Force Issue 3, which a lot of people are raving about. I haven't checked it out myself, but it's Bishop versus the whole Uncanny X-Force. So check that out. One that I am going to read for sure is Batman Incorporated Issue 9, which is the aftermath of, spoiler alert, last month Damian Wayne died.
Every time I hear that, I think Damon Wayans.
Not Damon Wayans, Batman's son. And then one for Hunter, of course, the Superior Spider-Man issue 6AU, which is actually an Age of Ultron tie-in, and maybe they'll actually confirm whether or not it's Peter Parker or Doc Ock in that one, because they're very vague in the Age of Ultron series.
And Hunter pointed out that AU also stands for Alternate Universe.
Yes, so stick around for that. And another one I'm looking forward to, Uncanny Avengers Issue 5, where Wonder Man, Wasp, and Sunfire join the team. So
Wonder Man?
Check that out for sure.
Fantastic Four, number 5, AU. So that one, again, following that possible alternate universe. Age of Ultron, number 3, is going to be out. And Aquaman, number 18.
Hey, it's the aftermath of Throne of Atlantis, which was a great series by Geoff Johns.
Aquaman must pick up the pieces of his life, but is there enough left to carry on?
You're funny.
Superman number 18 and The Flash number 18.
And Guardians of the Galaxy issue 1 by Brian Michael Bendis. With not only the Guardians of the Galaxy, but Tony Stark himself.
Now, is this what the movie's going to be based on?
Possibly. Possibly. They haven't said. Okay. It's the characters that the movie's going to be based on.
So we should probably get into this. This is a good jumping on point since it's the number 1 and get ready for the movie.
If you want to hear about a talking raccoon that shoots people?
Who doesn't?
This is the one for you. What else?
Thunderbolts number 7. That looks like Electra on the cover.
It is. You read the issue 1 of that.
Emotions run high. That's all it says. She's all, like, climbed up on some guy making out with him.
Yeah, that's the Punisher.
All right.
That's bizarre, right? And you know who's jealous? Deadpool.
Really?
Yep.
Young Avengers number 3. And Justice League Dark number 18. Game of Thrones number 14. That starts up this Sunday.
Yeah, same night as... Oh, I didn't write it down there. Sorry. I missed out. Sorry about that. I'll remember for next time.
iVampire number 18.
Ryan is sad. That's the final issue. He's really into that series, so...
Huh.
We had Judge Dredd year 1, number 1. I guess if you want to learn about the early days of Judge Dredd, that's the place to be.
Who doesn't?
I wasn't a fan of the movie, but, you know, to each his own.
Doctor Who number 7?
Yeah. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, here's...
Time Warp number 1.
From DC.
Damon Lindelof and Jeff Lemire bring us a blast from DC's past. Hello, Damon Lindelof?
From Lost, and...
Might need to have to get that.
And Jeff Lemire's the guy that's writing the new Green Arrow series, which I'm loving again. Also, Morbius the Living Vampire, issue 3. Ryan has been saying good things about that. I'll have to borrow the first 2 issues from him to check this out. There's a good title.
The Little Depressed Boy, number 16.
How'd that little depressed boy get 15 issues before that?
Ultimate Comics Wolverine, number 2. Gambit, number 10. Mr. X, Hard Candy. And My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 5.
Yeah, that's the first part of a new storyline. Diana just finished up reading the first story, I guess, which was a little dark. I couldn't believe it.
Bionic Man number 20, and the Bionic Man versus the Bionic Woman number 3.
Okay, so it hasn't come out yet. I thought we'd missed it somehow, because we've been following the other...
We've been a little behind in reading that one.
Yeah.
We're doing our review soon. Oh,
Arrow number 5, which is actually based on the TV series. I haven't read any of those yet.
Bad Kids Go to Hell 2, number 2. I wanted to read the first, like, book of that, because I think it was a novel, or like a young adult novel.
It was a graphic novel. Yeah, they were at, the people that worked on that were at, I think, Paul's shop promoting that. Okay. And at Fan Expo as well. So... That's pretty much your comics for this week. Go buy them at better comic book stores everywhere. You know you want to. Oh, I will also mention Mark Waid, Green Hornet, number 1 as well. All right. Okay. What else?
I don't know. Now I feel like if I start talking, you're going to find another cool one. But maybe not.
Nah, that's it.
Okay. Thursday, March 28th. There's a new episode of Comic Book Men and a new episode of Community. For the love of God, would you just watch Community?
Oh, come on. Save that show, please. It's so good.
I was so sad when a repeat of Big Bang Theory beat it. Come on. And Friday, March 29th in theaters. It's about time. G.I. Joe Retaliation.
I don't want to see it, but I do just because Bruce Willis is in it.
Hey, what did you... What was your Bruce Willis quote from that? You read an interview?
He was proud to be part of G.I. Joe.
Scary.
I want to see what they did that was so awesome that they had to wait a year to put that in the theater. If you recall, it was 4 weeks away from being in the theater when they pulled it off the schedule.
The toys were already out.
Yeah. And the trailer then and the Super Bowl ad last year.
Yeah. Wow. Saturday, March 30th, the return of Doctor Who for the start of his 50th anniversary. I really need to jump on that Doctor Who bandwagon.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to catch up and all the backstory.
So that's on BBC America. I'm not sure where we're going to see it in Canada. Probably the Space Channel, right?
I think we get that channel, don't we? I don't know. Some sort of BBC channel. I don't know. It'll be on Netflix, I'm sure. On Sunday, March 31st, on AMC, the season finale of The Walking Dead and The Talking Dead.
I can't wait. Although it's going to suck having to wait 6-7 months before season 4.
But then I thought about it, because The Walking Dead ends this week, and then Mad Men starts next week, and then Mad Men will run me to Breaking Bad, and then Breaking Bad will run me to Walking Dead. I'm set. You got to start catching up on some AMC shows, and then you won't feel so bad.
I guess so.
I've been waiting forever for Mad Men to come back, and waiting even longer for Breaking Bad to come back. Oh, so excited for Mad Men. So excited.
And on Talking Dead, we're going to see Shirley from Community.
She was funny on it last time.
She's like a super fan of this. Yeah. And Norman Reedus, Daryl Dixon's going to be on it as well. And a mystery guest, so whoever dies on that episode.
Yeah, for sure. I love that the Talking Dead is now an hour.
Yeah.
A half an hour was definitely not long enough to talk about the show. What was it? Who was just talking about it? About how it's like a cult show and y'all watch the show and then you watch a show about the show after the show. Who was just saying that?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, yeah.
Because they had Maggie on, Lauren Cohen.
Oh, yeah. But he was just as bad with Lost. So,
oh, he was.
So he
was.
Can suck it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right, Jimmy Kimmel.
Sorry, Jimmy Kimmel, if you're listening.
Come here and suck it. So that's all I have for the calendar. And happy Easter on the 31st.
Happy Easter on the 31st. And thanks to all of you out there who've been listening and checking out the website. We've now gotten over 1,300 hits on the website. Thank you very much. Check us out on iTunes. Check out our page. And please click like. We like it when you like us.
Visit our page and make me happy because I keep checking the site stats to see the numbers go up.
You don't even know, people. We also have the YouTube channel. Last week, John Ballmer did a great segment drawing Power Girl.
Oh, it was amazing.
He's told us what he's going to be drawing this week. I don't want to spoil it for you, check that out.
I have to wait for the new one to go up. I think he said Thursday? Maybe? We shall see.
We shall see. So thanks to everyone out there. We can't do it without you, so we appreciate everything. And unless you have anything else to add, Case, dude.
I do not.
All right, thanks for listening, and always remember, we got the geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.